Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of That 80s Child, The Generation Y. And my name is Gabrielle. You might notice that I'm a little bit louder because I was editing my previous, and I don't have like one of those covers, and I need to get one of them. So I'm sorry if you just hear the all the time. I apologize. I had one that was for my other microphone that I had, and it was just like, it would attach to the side, but it's not that difficult to find one. I'll find something. To stop with the breathing. I'll try and not talk directly into it. Also, I've used Adobe, and I've had to work in Adobe. I've had to do a lot of different things in all of the Adobe suites and stuff like that because of school mainly. And my editing prowess with audio is a lot better than video. And then mixing the two together, which is something that I'm learning. Just so you know that if ever you want like a podcast with a video, all of my podcasts I record in OBS. And I know you can directly record in, I say I know. I only just figured out like you can directly record in the Adobe Audition, which I'm an idiot. Like, yeah, of course you could. But I use OBS because I utilize that for any lives that I do or videos that I record for other things, and also what I'm going to be utilizing a lot when we do the Cinema and Controller with Bryce. So I'm trying to see if I can possibly maybe convert the videos that I, maybe in future I can do videos along with the podcast. I already have them, but they're not edited within the same sequence as just the audio because I pull the audio out. So if you're interested in having a video, no one needs to really see me. I look at me only because it's awkward when I'm just talking to nothing. I think I would do well if I was like doing Let's Plays, because I have a tendency to narrate as I go along anyway. Why not do it for people who might be interested? Anyway, that's down the line. I have way too much other things on my plate. Anyway, back to this. So I had today off of work because I was not feeling 100% this morning or yesterday, but I feel better now. Well, not 100%, but I feel almost normal, if there is a such a thing. So this episode is all based upon malls of yesteryear. I know we still have malls. I know that the malls are still around. I know that we have strip malls. We have all these other little like shops or centers, as they like to rename them, rather than it being just the mall. But I have noticed there has been a, not just now, obviously over the past, I'd say decade, there's been a shift. If not longer, probably even longer than a decade, a shift of the culture when it revolves around malls. Now, I live in New Jersey, so New Jersey is famous for its strip malls and its diners, so we have a lot of both. They're slowly declining because of the economy, people not having the money to go out and do anything, and you can hear the fan. I'm sorry. It's warm up here, so I'm sorry if you hear the fan. It's not as bad, but you can kind of hear it. Anyhow, so what people are doing on a normal basis, you know, not everybody's going to the mall. Everything is being shifted from brick and mortar to online. People don't want to go out and be with people. It's just the way it is. Even before COVID, people didn't want to go out and be with people. COVID just kind of cemented that fact. And now like people even less so want to go out and be with people. So I was really never a mall rat. So you're not getting this from somebody who spent a good portion of their weekend or a day when it would be with other people in the mall. It wasn't something I did. However, I would go to the mall. It wasn't like an abnormal thing for me. When I did go there, I could see groups of kids or teens milling around. There was always ones standing at the entrance that were just, you know, farting around, just, you know, shooting the shit, probably smoking pot or whatever, and doing stuff they're not supposed to be doing, and the parents aren't there because they would just drop them off or they would be taken there in some way and just spend the time, their whole day there. And it would be a spot that people would go to meet up. It was to hang out, to go, and it's not even always to shop. Sometimes you would just hang out at the food court, and or the arcade. Or at your favorite store. Sometimes they would have, like, the music store. They would have the bookstore. Depending on what the age was, they'd have, the, you know, the toy store and stuff like that. But they don't really have those things specific anymore. There isn't... They might have... I know at the Hamilton Mall in Mays Landing, the mall that I would go to as I was old enough at the time to recall it all. When I was younger, it was in Philadelphia. So I'll go into that momentarily. But it would have at least... The last time I was there, they had, like, a record shop. So they didn't have, like, Sam Goody. They don't have Sam Goody anymore. They used to have Sam Goody and FYE and The Wall. That was the other one, The Wall. And you would get those, if something broke or scratched, they have, like, the warranty on the CDs as if, you know, that would really help because they don't last. So you would have places to go to kind of spend time. You took your time going through everything and sampling the music or just cycling through things. Or you would go to a bookstore. Like, you have the Barnes & Noble now, but before it had, like, Borders, or it had... There was Atlantic bookstores down the shore when I would be in Atlantic City and Ocean One. They have Atlantic bookstores. That's not around anymore. Then there was, what was the other one? There was another one that had just books. It wasn't just Borders and Barnes & Noble. Well, Borders turned into BAM, or Books & More, where I am. And that's still there. So that's, you know. But people would literally just spend the day. And just to go. It wasn't even something specific. I feel like everybody now, when you're going to the mall, I'd say 90% of the time, You have a list, an agenda as to, okay, we need to go to the store to get this, this, and this. Or we're going to go look at this store because we think this particular thing will be there. It's not just to mill around. It's not just to meet up as much. I think people might still do that, but I don't think it's a, at least for young people nowadays, it's not like a go-to spot. And there's so, a lot of these, like the Morristown Mall here and the Evesham, which I believe is the Voorhees Town Center now, is so abandoned with nothing in there. Even the Hamilton Mall, it all went from a good range of different types of stores to just clothing stores, and then the big anchor stores like JCPenney, Sears, and Macy's. As you know, Sears shut, like, there's no brick and mortar stores. JCPenney's shutting a lot of places, if not all of them. I don't know where they stand right now. Macy's just announced that they're shutting a bunch of stores. The one that's in the old Wanamaker place is shutting, which is crazy because that's been there for, like, a long time before, obviously, Wanamaker was there, if you know what Wanamaker is. Philadelphia, check it out. Beautiful building. If you ever seen the movie Mannequin, that it was all based in that Macy's store. It's beautiful. It has a huge organ that they're preserving. It's a shame that I know that nobody can afford things. Macy's is fairly expensive anyway. I don't ever go there. I've only been there a few times, and that was when I was younger, and for the most part, Macy's just sort of like an off-limits thing for me. I'm like, I'm not even bothering. And that's probably a reason why they're shutting down. It's just nobody can afford this stuff anymore. But anyway, I digress. So there were way more stores to choose from. Like I said, it's because, like, the recession, the economy, the price, and also just people's attitudes towards socialization. And we don't want to interact with people. A lot of us don't want to interact with people. Become like, and it isn't with millennials. Like, you see these older people, and I'm not older people now, that are just like, the least amount of people have to be around, the better. And I've always kind of been like that anyway, even from the beginning. That's a lot to do with a psychological point for me, because I have problems with, if people are whispering, I think they're talking about me. Not for paranoia, not from schizophrenia or anything like that. And not that I'm downplaying anything like that. It's just because over the years, when I was bullied in school, when they were talking about me and whispering and stuff, it kind of like does this click inside of me. It's like CPTSD, which isn't recognized in the United States in the DSM-5 psychology book. It is recognized in Europe. Side note, for your information, fun fact, whatever you want. Anyhow, so having things that are consistent over time that have caused post-traumatic stress disorder, but it's over time. It's not just one thing. It's just consistent barrage of things that have happened. That's what CPTSD. It's complex PTSD. Anyway, so hence I don't like to go out with a lot of people because it does a number on me physically and mentally. So I usually keep it to like few times, short periods, and then I'm good. Anyhow, so, but I've seen a huge shift in people, just not in general. People who used to love to go out, people my age, now just like, I don't want to deal with you people. I don't want to deal with anybody. And that's, you know, although my perspective is just like, man, welcome to my world. But at the same time, that's not healthy. That's all we are. We are humans. We are social beings. We kind of need each other. As much as we may not want to admit that, we do. And I think that really affects us mentally and emotionally. And if you notice, like I said in my previous one, that mental illnesses have gone, there's a huge rise in them within our generation and the Gen Z generation, which is, that's horrible. We just want to be happy. We have this short amount of time on this earth and we're not happy. And I know that. I know it very well. So anyhow, I'm trying not to be like downer here, but like you're seeing all these great things that we had from when we were younger and we're just seeing them just disappear and just going off into that abyss of nothingness. And we're just seeing it just disappear and it's changing. It has changed us and it has shaped who the next generations will be. And we need to be more social. We need to be out more, even with all of our flaws, okay? It's just, it's good for us. But I understand that it's difficult, and I understand that the people, especially nowadays, are so difficult. But maybe we can have a compromise here somewhere and bring them all back the way they were. Anyhow, so my mom would go to Strawbridge's and Clothier. That was like a favorite spot for her. It would be with my sister-in-law, Patty, who had a daughter around the same age as me. So we would all, I don't remember this. I was in a stroller. So I was like, 2, 3 years old, if not younger. And they would meet for lunch and they would go to like the Neshaminy Mall or Willow Grove Mall. I think it was mostly in the Neshaminy and like Strawbridge's. That was my mom's go-to all the time. And it would, like I said, it was just a spot to go get lunch, to go and have like a look at like they both had babies, so they had baby clothes and they would go and like have a time out, you know? And I don't think if people were just like, hey, you want to go hang out at the mall? Who says that anymore, really and truthfully? It's like not a lot. And I go to the mall around here because I live in and around the Philadelphia area. So Cherry Hills here, they have the Cherry Hill Mall, which there's the Morristown Mall, like I said, not Morris, it's Moores, because I know there's a Morristown that's up in North Jersey. But this is Moores, Moorestown. I can spell. anyhow, so the Morristown Mall is very empty. I know they were bringing some other things, and they have a lot of like restaurants than actual stores. It's very empty. I walked through there. It's so sad to walk through these stores, the malls in general. You could be on a Saturday afternoon, when usually it would be completely crowded. And if you weren't a people person at that time, you'd be like, I'm staying away from that area. But now it's just like, you just go and you're like, geez, you can hear a pin drop. It's creepy, actually. It's like if it was like, is it open? Am I going into a closed store right now? Moving on. While nostalgia and people of the time are bringing them back, because there are some places that they're trying to revamp. So they're trying to bring back certain things. So one of them is like arcades. One of the biggest things when we would go to the mall is they had usually had a really nice arcade, which would have either like claw machines, and they would have the shooter games and anything else, or any stuff that you just have to like put a quarter in and maybe get something, whatever. Or tokens, depending on at what age. Because most of the times when I was really little, it was quarters. And then as I got older, it turned to like tokens, and then there was just nothing. Now I think you get like a card, because they had like Dave and Buster's. I haven't been to that. I've like walked through a Dave and Buster's, but actually not gone in to actually play or do anything. So arcades are coming back. But the problem with that is that you, so, all right, back it up. So when you would go to the mall, it would be for specific reasons, to go and see your boyfriend or girlfriend or your group of friends, or to go smoke some weed and whatever. And I know, cause the only reason why, because my brother did this stuff, like he's 6 years younger than me, and he would do things like that. I just didn't have friends, so I didn't have any like bad influences. I was just like, what are they? I was an old woman when I was younger. I just, nowadays it's like, because it's legal to for stuff here in Jersey, so it's just like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm not like, you know, have a stick up my ass about stuff like that. It has nothing to do with that. It's just more of like, I went to a Catholic school. You weren't even allowed to have freaking gum. So like, even when I was chewing gum on the weekends, I always felt like a nun was going to come around the side and slap me beside the head, and like the gum would come popping out of my mouth because I was chewing it when I wasn't supposed to. It, you know, nightmares. It is nightmare fuel. Anyhow. So you would go, or you would have like, you would go for the arcade, and it was a center for that hangout, whether they were just farting around or they were actually playing a video game. You would check out if there's any new games or just there to enjoy, whatever. And I think a lot of the arcades kind of went downhill as the handheld systems came out. Not like Game Boy, because the arcades were still pretty popular during the 90s, but you were starting to see better like home consoles. You didn't have to go out. You didn't have to pay the extra money to actually play the games. You had them in your house and you could bring people over. So it was still a social thing, but it wasn't having to go somewhere, waste the gas, waste the time, waste the extra money. It would be in your house. So I think that kind of, especially like when PlayStation and like the GameCube and like the bigger, like I know Nintendo and Super Nintendo, but people were still going out anyway. But when those other ones, the bigger consoles and the games became a lot more intricate, I guess, and visually appealing, people stayed home. And then you had like the handhelds, like so Game Boy, Game Gear, still inferior to if you were to play the arcade games, I feel. But it gave people more of an option rather than having to like, okay, do you want to go to the arcade or play Carmen Sandiego on the Commodore 64, which is what I did. And like I was saying, it's like you go there and they do still have some arcades open, or they're just these shut, and it's freaky, first off, because it's so desolate and quiet. It's like out of a horror game, to be honest, if you go into some of these, and they're still open malls, and you see nothing, and like I said, you could hear a pin drop. It's just, it's sad. People are just gone. Like, I don't know, you know, leave in the comments, like, where do people go for hangouts? Do people even hang out anymore? Do they just like FaceTime each other or talk online? Like, is there a current generational place that people go to, these kids, these Gen Zers and the Gen Alphas, like that go, cause how old are the Gen Alphas now? I have no idea, but the Gen Zers are in their 20s now, and where are they going? Where are you going? If you are a Gen Zer, where do you go? My son is a homebody, and he's very much his mother's child. And I'm sorry for that, and I'm sorry that he has turned into that, but it is what it is, and he is who he is. But I can't go up and ask him, it's like, where do you go? I know where you go, so nowhere, just like myself. So where do you go? Do you still go to the mall? Is that something that you might have as an option? Is it even on the list? You know, share your thoughts. I'm genuinely interested to know where people go nowadays, if anywhere. Like, I even feel people go to the movies still, obviously, but I don't think it's as well now. It's more of eventful because you have these comfortable seats. I remember having to go the ATCO Multiplex Cinema, which had like the 14 screens, and you had these really, really hard seats to sit in. So God forbid if the movie was really long, your butt would be numb by the time it was done. So now you have like these, you know, recliners and shit. So it's like, it makes it a lot, it's so much more expensive. I don't ever get popcorn anymore or a drink because it's so goddamn expensive. And I usually go with my friend on a Tuesday when AMC has their like cheap movie nights. So it's just like, and even then, it's still more expensive than ever that I ever paid before. Anyhow. So where do you go? I'm interested. So I made notes here. I said online shopping was the downfall of malls, also like brick and mortar stores, people's unwillingness to go out, like I said. What is really missed is that like camaraderie and that togetherness. I feel like even if people were still within their own little bubble and they were doing their own thing with their family, they were still weaving in and out of other people's family, and you were still kind of being social with other people because you were both in the same boat, especially during the holidays, like when you're lining up for Santa picks or Easter Bunny picks. Like I have, when I was little and my brother both, I don't think we did the Easter Bunny because my mom, did we do the Easter Bunny? No, it was Santa. We never really did the Easter Bunny thing because the Easter Bunny is freaky. Whoever thinks that they can have their kids sit on this freakishly large, and depending on the actual Easter Bunny outfit, probably nightmare fuel, okay? And you think that your kid's not going to cry unless they're cool with it, you know, like they like horror things, then okay. But no. For what? Okay, Santa, you know, Santa's okay. But yeah, the Easter Bunny, for God's sake, like that's just, I don't get it, but that's me. Anyway, other than just giving your kids a point in their life where it's just like, that scarred me for life. Thanks, Mom and Dad. So, and then, during the holidays, the decorations, I know that they still put lights up and like a tree here and there, but it is nowhere near what it used to be. There used to be garland everywhere. They would have lights like cascading down. There would be huge trees and huge like, in the areas that were like open, and they had the where you could see up to the up, you know, because they had the two levels depending on how big the mall was, they would have sections that just had whole like scenes, Christmas scenes, Easter, didn't matter. It was St. Patty's Day. They would decorate for almost every holiday, Valentine's Day. Now it's just like bare minimum, whatever, you know, okay, here we'll string some lights across here and then maybe put a tree. And then hope for the best and just be like, okay, this looks good. I don't feel like I understand that it's all money and it does boil down to, you know, revenue. A lot of these places closed down because they just weren't making the money, and there weren't any stores leasing because it's so damn expensive, and there weren't. And what store is going to lease? What store is out there anymore, to be honest, you know? But you know, I understand now that there's nobody there, so why bother? So they'll put minimal effort in if there's not going to be anybody there to really revel in it. So I get that part, but it's just a shame because the kids aren't going there to, they're not really feeling the that time of year. And I think that is a lot with when, for me, and maybe you, I'm not projecting what I think is for on everybody, but when I say during the holidays, I don't ever feel that festive anymore because I feel like it's so rushed. I feel like they always put the holiday decorations out so early, and also it just seems so, you know, mechanical, as in it's just the next cycle phase of what the next day is and what is on their schedule to do. It's just to be done because that's what it says to do. It's not just because they want to do it or they feel the, you know, you feel that feeling of the season. Like you listen to all these old Christmas songs and it's just like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And every year, within the last couple of years for myself anyway, like Christmas is not the best time of year. It's so stressful. And I just want to get that feeling back. I want to be excited. And there's a few years here and there that where I could kind of feel it. But I think it has a lot to do with when we would go out and you would see it and you would feel it along with everybody else. But now it's just like everybody else is also struggling. It's also not that great. Not the greatest time of year for you as well. You know, not everybody anyhow. And you can feel that. And it does put a damper on things. And if you're going to a mall that just puts bare minimal effort into decorating, then it just makes it feel like, okay, well, why should I bother? You know, should we try and bring back malls? So this is my bottom line question. Do we think that malls are worth, and I'm not talking Mall of America, I'm talking just normal malls with interesting stores, and you could get, if you could maybe do special deals for small businesses to open up like a kiosk, or even like if they have enough to lease a small store, bring in the diversity, or have a mall that is little stalls all over the place instead, like a flea market type of thing. I don't know. Like, I miss the mall. I miss that feeling. I don't miss tons of people. Like, when I go and I have to pick something up and there's nobody out, it's the best. But there is times where I'm like, this is really sad, you know, and I'm not feeling that community, I guess you can say, that you would kind of feel like everybody's in the same boat as you when you're out, and so you don't feel so alone. I feel right, like now you do feel very alone right now, and that connectedness is just gone. And then on YouTube, I've seen a rise in videos, and I know there's channels out there that have done it for years, so it's not like just now. I've been finding them just now, but I know they've been around for a long time. People actually videoing malls, going through them, and if you go back, just go back and look at some of these YouTube channels that videoed from the 90s going through these malls, and then look at ones that are current. So try and find maybe the same mall, and you can see how much of a difference it is. And depending on if they recorded it on a parent busy day, you know, just to see what it felt like during the holidays, non-holiday, and then and now. Just have a look and just see how much of a different vibe you are getting from these places. It's like night and day. It's haunted house versus a warm, inviting area. And it's a shame because I feel like we're missing out on that, like I said, that connectedness where you don't even have to talk to the people that are there. It's just being in that same vicinity. Do you know what I mean? And I know nowadays, like, I say that and people are like, you're disgusting and why would you ever want that? I admit, I really don't like having crowds, but there is something to be said about that familiarity and knowing that, okay, there's another person who's also doing this life, you know? Right now, I think when we see ourselves and we're going out and it's so very much alone and we're not with a bunch of people, we turn introspective to ourselves and our own lives, which can be good. But also, if it's consistent and you're just constantly seeing like how alone you are and like where are you going in this life, or these are the questions I ask myself, and I know other people have done the same, and like people are sad. Maybe if we bring more people together, that could help. Maybe. And it would be really, really cool to just maybe have a mall that's like a museum type of thing. Makes us feel super old. But like, just have the front facades and like some possible things that they have on display. So we'll have like Sam Goody, The Wall, KB Toys, you know, Toys R Us, original Sears stuff, original JCPenney things, like stuff that is no longer around for people to go to, or even the stores that are still around but maybe bringing back some of the retro things. I don't know, just to entice people to come out, entice people to recognize the difference, and then maybe seeing like if that helps. I'm only here to help. No. It's just something I was like spitballing out there, just trying to figure out, like, is that something that people would want? Is that something that, do we truly miss it? I know I miss the arcade part of it. I miss the holiday vibe. Even if it is like crazy, like some sort of like Black Friday, original Black Friday stuff where like people are, you know, getting trampled over. Not that you want that, but that it's just that vibe. We don't have that anymore. Nobody goes out for these things anymore. Nobody, you know, I don't want to go out during Thanksgiving. I never did before anyway, but I did a few times. Not Thanksgiving, but like overnight when you would have to like camp out there, and it would open the door. It would be freezing too some of the times that I would be there. And you would get legitimate deals. Like nowadays, like you got Amazon who would do these, the Black Friday, Cyber Monday week long now. It's like, and all the way through till Christmas or whatever holiday they're advertising for. And you look at these so-called deals, and I just feel like they're just like, okay, well, we've had this stuff on hand for far too long. Let's just cut it in half and see if people buy it. It's just junk. It's stuff that they're trying to offload. I very rarely see any really good deals anymore. I used to be able to get my son, well, when he was younger too, you know, when he would like the little action, he still likes action figures, but they're more like for his collection now. But when he was little, he played with them, obviously, and eat half of them. And so that's why half of them are gone. He's like, I really wish I took better care of my stuff. I'm like, you know, I did say, but, you know, at the same time, you're a kid. You're playing with them. That's what happens. I wish I kept half of the Transformers and the Gem and the Holograms, some Barbies. I didn't have a lot of Barbies. But the Gem and the Holograms, where I had Gem and... I think I had Kimberly. I think they're the only two I had. But regardless, I wish I still had them because they'd be worth something. And besides that, it's not even about being worth something. It's for me because I still have my original My Little Ponies. I have original Fraggle Rock stuffed animals, you know, or plushies, as you like to call them nowadays, I suppose. I still have all those original things, but I'm not going to ever sell them. They're for me. They're my history. And these malls are also our history, you know, having, you know, that camaraderie, I guess. And even if you despise having to be out in crowds, at least there's some togetherness instead of this complete disconnection. So, yeah, that was my I had just recently watched a person who videoed a closed down mall. That was, I think, closed down in the 90s and is still sitting there. And so it still had some original stuff up from the 90s. And it's just so sad. It is just so sad to see it just sit there and just rot and nothing be done about it. Not that I'm saying that we have to have all this stuff back. Not exact. But we could have some new things. We could have people like bring in some new ideas, be creative, you know, invest in other people's ideas more and, you know, help each other out, which I feel like that's not non-existent for a good portion of the world, unfortunately. But yeah, so the nostalgia of malls. What are your thoughts? Is this something we should bring back? Is it something that you don't really care one way or the other? Where do the new kids go now? Where do the children go now? You know, like, do they actually go to any malls? Like, and you know, granted, I live in New Jersey, so therefore, like, malls were a lot more prevalent. I know that sometimes a mall was, you didn't have one every other corner in other states. So, but did you? Where did you go? You know, share your thoughts. I'm interested. I would like to know what you think about it. And does it sadden you as much as it saddens me? And is there something we can do to bring that kind of culture back, I guess? Because I feel like that's just a dying thing now. I don't know. I don't know how long actual malls are going to last because we have a few still. I know ones that have shut down completely. You know, what can we do? Is there something we can do? Do we want to do it? I know everything costs money. Everything is time, money, and effort and all that. But some things are worth it. And I know right now it's very hard for people. And I'm hoping that over time, this world that we're living in right now calms down a little bit. And we can kind of maybe reset and find that peace again. Even if it isn't complete peace. I know that that's a hard one. But one mall at a time, I will bring it back. So yeah, share your thoughts. I'd be interested. Now, I haven't had anybody leave any comments just yet, so I'm not really expecting to get like a ton. But if you do, please, I'm interested to know what your thoughts are. And I ask these questions, I pose them because I genuinely want to know what you think and your ideas. So please, share. And if you also have any other ideas that you would like me to talk about, because I do have, let's see. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit that. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have like 7 other ideas that I already have. Like I carry this little notebook thing in my bag all the time. And I write down like ideas and things that I want to do or write about. I only have like 3 pages written in it, but because I only just started, I'm like, I want to get these ideas out. I want to actually get the stuff out. I want to do these podcasts. I'm getting more people that are following me, and I want to actually provide the content on a more regular basis. So that's why I'm recording this on a day I should be at work, but I called out. And, well, I wasn't feeling well. Might as well utilize my time in a more productive way. Okay, so that is the malls of yesteryear. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any ideas, please do share them. I am all ears. I would very much like to have some back and forth. And yeah, please tell your friends if you like this, if you find it interesting. If you find somebody who would find it interesting, please tell them. I would appreciate it. And follow. I'm also on YouTube. You can subscribe. You don't need to put notifications in. Do you know how many... Every time these YouTubers are like, make sure you ring that bell. And do you know how... I don't, because I don't want to have these damn notifications every 5 seconds. My son, on the other hand, will have these notifications on certain ones. I don't care when you've posted, because I will watch them in my own good time. So no offense, but you don't have to put the notifications in. You want to come and watch my stuff or listen to it, you do it when you want to do it. But please subscribe. But you don't have to have the notifications. I know how annoying that could be. So, and then also check out my website. It is still under construction, as they would say back in the day. I've been doing a lot of updates, but I stopped for a little while because I had, like I said in my previous one, my computer was being commandeered by Bryce and his computer was being fixed. Our internet was down, or not down, I just didn't have it for a little while because money. And now we're in like a little bit better place and things seem to be going okay. I'm just trying to continue that okay train. I don't even have to be great. Okay is okay. So thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate you, and I appreciate every single one of you that continue to listen. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed, and I will see, or you will hear me, in the next episode. Bye.